You never know what you're going to get when you listen to the Joe and Alex show. It could be some dude's junk popping out. That's what we're talking about right now. 317-239-1009. Joe and Alex show on Twitter and Instagram. Liv got this video, and then Alex got it, and before we knew it, everybody's got it. It's a guy dancing at some kind of, like, formal dance thing, and he drops it down low, like, where he makes his booty hit the floor, and his ding-dong comes out. I think this was on purpose, that he cut a hole in his pants.
So he obviously
had to, if he did it on purpose or accident, is he not wearing underwear? Because his junk's fully exposed.
I was wondering that, too. It looks like he's got to be going commando.
Like, he released the beast.
We can't post it anywhere because it's, like, some kid.
It's nudity.
Yeah, it's so freaking funny.
And I'm not
funny.
Going to react it. Sorry for the high demand of
Come on, Joe!
I'm not having my junk pop out.
No, you don't need to get
this
naked.
Is a simulation. We use something.
What do I it's just a comedy.
We'll figure this out.
All you do is the freaking dance.
You do
move.
The dance, and then we'll just have something pop out.
You guys are pressuring
not that.
Me.
We can't put that on there.
Bunch of creepers.
I'm sending it to everyone
me.
On Snapchat right now.
Okay. Let's talk to some people that actually had their stuff pop out. Let's go to Valerie this morning on line 3. Valerie, what popped out?
Hey guys, how are you doing this morning?
We're trying to keep it together over here and not pee our pants.
So, I was in college and went to a fraternity party with a couple of my guy friends, and they were having a KY Jelly wrestling tournament.
So sweet.
So, I came into the tournament, I would say probably about halfway through. You know, my guy friends convinced me to do it, and I said, you know, whatever, let's do this. So I won 3 different rounds of wrestling.
Yeah!
And ended up winning the tournament, right? So this is all great.
Amazing.
My shit all stayed in the entire time. But as soon as I won, the little fake referee person raised my arm up for victory, and the girl that I beat reached over, grabbed my bra, and pulled it, like split it in half in the front and ripped it off.
And
yeah,
the,
so I was standing in a party of like 30 people, and
was this
everybody's looking at my...
Were you in college? Were you in college before social media was a thing?
I was in college starting 2009.
Okay, so you kind of got lucky.
I was like, right. So nobody would have posted it, and all of our camera phones were crappy at that point.
See,
but.
Yeah, you need some high resolution for that boob pic. Hey, thank you.
I almost think that college now is almost ruined. College kids are less likely to go as wild now at parties and do this crazy stuff that you hear about that your parents went through because people are going to post it and record it and put it all over the internet.
Wait a minute. Is there alcohol at the party still?
Yeah.
Okay, then there'll still be stupid stuff happening. It
there
amazes
is, of course,
me how dumb
but...
people are. Dan, okay, let's go from boobs to some junk. Is that right, Dan?
Oh, yeah.
What happened, dude? Were you being a creeper? Please don't say that.
No. So I used to be a cheerleader and a gymnast and everything. So we were in a competition, and, of course, I was going commando. Had a flyer fall and de-pants me in front of around 2,000 people and the entire judging panel.
Ooh.
Dang.
So we got docked 5 points for quote unquote wardrobe malfunction.
Was everybody impressed though with the pants falling down? They're like, all right, way to go, Dan.
I didn't have any problems.
There you go, dude. That's awkward though because you know your stuff. You're like, is it colder in the room? It feels breezy in here. Let's talk to Barbara this morning. Barbara, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What popped out?
Hi guys. I had my breast pop out on me.
Where were you?
We were actually at a campground in the pool, and they had a DJ out there. We were dancing, having a good old time. All of a sudden, now, mind you, I'm mid-40s, so way past my prime, and the preacher noticed that my top had come down, and he said, Barb, you might want to check that.
Oh, the preacher!
I was so embarrassed. We were sitting around the campfire later on, and they did not let me live it down. It is now Peekaboo Barbie.
Oh, man.
He's like, Lord, thank you for Barbara's beautiful breasts that we have now all seen.
Oh, gosh.
Please bless them and support them. That's awesome, Barbara. Thanks for calling in. I'm glad your boobs popped out at 40. Nothing wrong with that. Boobs are beautiful no matter the age. Let's talk to Steve on the Joe and Alex show. Your junk popped out, huh?
Yeah, I'm a warehouse manager, and we had a manager's meeting out on the dock early in the morning. It was like 8 o'clock in the morning. I forgot to zip my pants up, and I had docker slacks on. And basically I had boxers on underneath, and we're all probably about 8 managers and directors in a circle out on the dock talking. And evidently my stuff came out right in the front of my boxers out of my slacks, and that one of the other managers said, put the mouse back in the house.
Now, Steve,
I looked down, my face turned red, and that was it.
But you didn't feel like it was cooler or a breeze or just anything to let you know, like, wait a minute, this doesn't feel normal.
I have no idea. All I know is a couple people caught a glimpse, and the one guy called me out. That's what happened.
He was a pecker checker.
Yeah, was it just a mouse, or was it a rat?
I think it was a healthy mouse.
Okay.
Hey, nothing wrong with that one. Some of us are mouses, some of us are rats. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
Hey, this is Jeff.
Hey, buddy, turn your radio down for me, Jeff. I'm assuming that it was you. Was it you that your junk popped out, or did you see somebody where they accidentally showed something?
So my junk actually popped out. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you, man. What happened?
So this was in high school. I was a cross-country runner. And you know how they all wear, like, really short shorts, right?
Oh, yeah. I've always wondered about that. Like, they're way too short.
Yeah. So, little did I know, I had a really big hole in the lining of my shorts. So not only were they short, I had a hole in my short lining. And so after we ran, you know, we usually stretch. And so there's the girls' team and the guys' team. Uh-huh. And so all the guys were on our backs. And our legs are up in the air. And the girls' team is, like, you know, maybe 10 feet away. They're also stretching. Well, one of the guys, like, he says, Jeff, like, put your legs down, bro. And I'm like, what? You got a problem with my legs up in the air? Your balls, your entire package is showing. And the girls started laughing and just cracking up. And, like, I had a few dates out of that, but...
Nice! Way to go, dude. That's awesome, dude, man. Thank you for calling in this morning. If you got anything else you couldn't get through, hit us up, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. Please don't actually post a photo unless you're a lady.